Interview number 2 with Satyam, July 10th, 2006, Group for Nemo Day. What is your mission?
My mission is spontaneously be open to the way that Satyam expresses itself. Whether it be this or that, is unbeknown to the mind.
What is the essence of your teaching?
The essence of teaching is very simple. Do not believe the mind. Believe in the Satyam that you are, the truth that you are, the unbounded. And to be able to have the art of living where as long as we're embodied in this world, we can still use our capacity, which is limitless, into our day-to-day lifestyle.
Is this your highest teaching?
This is only the teaching that is needed to be taught.
You often talk about path of Satyam. What's the path of Satyam?
Path of Satyam is when we learn to see the false for what it is and also reside in who we are and leave the life alone and let it happen as it happens and just be.
You have stated your map is the things that God told you in 40 days of your silence. You also said, follow me, serve yourself through distraction, be alert and open to Satyam. You also said the path of Satyam is love, obedience, sacrifice and devotion. What is your map and the straight line to reach your map and path?
Elimination of everything we have believed to be honestly the truth and they were not. To open ourselves to the capability and possibility that the simplicity of who we are is so much greater than the complex way of thinking, living, and being.
What are some of the hardships of this path? Please, Satyam, let us know.
The hardship is to let go of the complex, to let go of everything we learned as the truth, and to be willing to sacrifice the self that is worth sacrificing, that false self, for arriving in that feast, in that partaking of the truth. The hardship comes when we are not willing, and we are not alert, and we are not vigilant to be free.
Satyam, how would I know I am in that path? And how do I make sure I stay in that path? Please let us know.
How do you know that you're on this path by your own expansion? When you feel that the weight is lifted off your shoulder, when you see that your burning interest is becoming even greater and greater, and at that time you have not to worry about if you're going to stay on it or not, because your interest and your undying approach that you have to this path will keep you on and make sure that you get home.
Did it answer what is the measurement on this path? How do I measure myself?
You measure yourself by your own experience. You measure yourself by your own lightness and freeness and expansion and the capacity for love and loving. This is how you can measure it, and your reaction to things that used to bother you or make you fearful or resentment. And you compare yourself to yourself, and you realize that who you were, it is not the same as it is now.
What are the obstacles in this path? Please let us know.
Wavering of your interest. Only wavering of your dedication, only wavering of the way that you stand up on the ground of the truth. once you begin to look the other side, the truth would also look the other way. So make sure that you keep your eyes riveted, one-pointed, into your goal and in the truth of who you are.